Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf Shir sponsor Lo Yinishmas Hamak Shom Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding an Nedarim Daf Mem Zayin. Here we have a case that in the very halachic sugyo of this Daf, we have a direct association to an inyan in Agadata, which is right on point. The Ran tells us that when a person comes and says, "Koinom beischosh ani nichnos," I'm not going to go into your house. So then, if this house falls down, breaks down, and the guy, the owner, builds a new house, that house is also usur. But if a person says, "Koinom baizesh ani nichnas," I'm not going to go into this house, so then the house breaks down, and if a new house is built instead, then that's considered to be like a parim chadosh, something new, and it's not part of the original neder. But if you say your house means referring to the owner, not to the actual structure. Here, the Pasha's Drochim in the Drush Ches brings the following question. The Medrash, in a few places, one in Kohelis Rabbah, another place in Vayikra Rabbah, says the following thing. The Akash Baruch Hu said that a Shvuah, the Doira Midbar, is not going to go into Eretz Yisrael. Be'api nishbati im yavoyu el minuchosi. Shvuah Hu's nishba, he did a swear, he did an oath. He does not allow this generation to go into the Menuchasi, into the Menucha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Medrash is the following. Moshal to a king who kicked his son out of the palace. And he gave him a shvuah, he did a shvuah, an oath, that you will never allow him to come back to the palace of the king. So what did he do? The king wants his son to come back. So what he did is, that he took that palace, he destroyed it, and he rebuilt it. And then he said, this is not part of my shvuah. I was Nishba in the original palace. This is a new palace. Says the Medrash. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said as well. Be'api nishbati v'chazrani, I'm changing my mind. Im yavoin el menuchasi, into my menucho. Le menucho zu einam boim. They can't come to the original menucho. Of what? Of going in for Mitzrayim. Aval ba'imem le menucho acheres. They could come for another menucho. Next time Am Yisrael is going to come back to Eretz Yisrael, then, meaning when Mashiach comes, then they will come because it's not the original menucha. So here it says in the pasuk menuchasi, my menucha, and we say when that is gone, the original menucha is gone. A new menucha is considered to be something new, and that is mutter. That's the chura, a stira to the Ran, because the Ran says whenever I say your house or my house, even if the house breaks down, you rebuild it, it's the same original house. That's how the Pasha's Drochim brings a question, and he says the question is written in the Ritva. We don't have it in our Ritva. But that's how the Parshas Drachim quotes him. So therefore, says the Parshas Drachim in the name of the Ritva, that he argues in the Ran. He disagrees with the Ran. That even when a person says, my house or your house, if the house is destroyed and rebuilt, it's a panim chadosh, it's a new thing, and you, the person who has a neder, can go into the house based on this medrash. And with this, the Parshas Drachim goes on to explain something else. He brings another medrash that says, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, you cannot go into Eretz Yisrael. Why not? Because I want you to get up, lasid lavoi, and bring their midbar together with you. So you, Moshe Rabbeinu, are going to be buried outside in the midbar, so when you get up and come to Eretz Yisrael, you'll bring with you their midbar. As the Pasha's Rokim, if their midbar doesn't deserve to go into Eretz Yisrael, why if Moshe Rabbeinu is buried in Chutz Lartz, that will help them to go into Eretz Yisrael? Either they deserve it, or they don't deserve it. Answers the Pasha's Drachim, if Moshe Rabbeinu go into Eretz Yisrael, they would never go to Golos. This is a story the Maharal says as well. Moshe Rabbeinu, whatever he does, stays forever. If Moshe Rabbeinu would go into Eretz Yisrael, Am Yisrael would stay in Eretz Yisrael forever. So if Am Yisrael stays in Eretz Yisrael forever, their midbar cannot come in. Because Nishbati Yavoy El Menuchasi, that's the original Menucha. The original Menucha, Am Yisrael can't go in. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu does not go into Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, Am Yisrael goes to Galus. And therefore, the next time they go into Eretz Yisrael, it's going to say to be not the same original Menucha. So now Dura Midbar can come in. That's why Shemini is buried outside, not to bring Dura Midbar. But Shemini is buried outside, so Am Yisrael will get out of Eretz Yisrael and have a new Menucha where Dura Midbar can come in. That's what the Pasha's Drachim brings. And just to conclude, another answer on the question of Pasha's Drachim on the Ran. Again, the Pasha's Drachim asks on the Ran says, when I say my house or your house, even if the house breaks, it's still usur to the one who has the neder. As the Pasha's Drachim, what about the Medrash that says, because it says Menuchasi, so he's saying Dura Midbar cannot go into Eretz Yisrael in the first time, but they could go into Eretz Yisrael in the second time. So says the Oynig Yom Tov in his Akdoma. He brings this question, and he answers like this. He says, what the Medrash means to say is not that the word Menuchasi means the first Menucha, not the second Menucha, but refers to something else. The Menucha refers to Yerusha we got from the forefathers. When Am Yisrael going to Eretz Yisrael after they were in Egypt, in Mitzrayim, they're getting Eretz Yisrael as a Yerusha from the others, as inheritance from their fathers. When they go to Golus and they lose it, and they come back, it's not anymore Yerusha. They're getting it for other reasons. That's what the Medrash means to say. So like the Medrash, that original Menucha that came through because of Yerusha, that they're not going in. But a new way of getting there to Yisrael, even though it's also a Menucha, but they're getting it for a different reason, that's not included in that Shvuah, and that's why Dharamid could go into Eretz Yisrael. See, this, the Medrash doesn't mean to say against Iran, it means to refer to a different thing. That's another Mahalach over here. And this is all part of the discussion of how to answer a Medrash Agadah according to the Ran in Hilchasa. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.